Are you doing anything for 2020 at that time? This is 2024.
I do not know. I'm not aware. That would be an assessor question.
It's irrelevant, but that's past the assessor's.
Ability to go back 3 years.
To go back.
Well, this is just the add-on report, this isn't the actual.
Actual abatement.
It's, if you look at it, it says abatement or add-on, but in 2020, Ben's, it's, that's past the, it's irrelevant. It wouldn't be anything for them to adjust. They couldn't add on or they couldn't abate for 2020.
Correct.
Can they not add it on to the report to put it on the record then? And then, because we're not doing anything with it.
It's not.
I guess my point is, we're not doing anything with it though. We're not changing anything, we're just adding it on to the report.
We're not doing anything with it, but they need to realize that they do not do anything on 2020.
3 years is the limitation on it. Okay. Is there any further questions? Any further statements? Okay. Hearing none, I do have a motion and a second on the floor. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Thank you. Our next order of business, we have Alice Acres and Arnie for a presentation this morning. Good morning, ma'am. Thank you.
Good morning.
With us this morning from Alice Acres and Arnie, we have Mr. Jeff Cronister and Ms. Ashley Cook.
Good morning.
Good morning, all. How are you?
We're doing well, thank you.
Good.
The purpose of our visit today is to just give the commission an update on where we are in our preferred client agreement. We have a property valuation book that we update every year. We have the copy that has been given to you there. We also have the risk assessment that we go through every year that is updated as well. And all of these things are lined out in our, like I said, in our preferred client agreement, which looks like that, which we have every year. It's kind of our track to run on, kind of the schedule of the services that we have throughout the year. And we're in that midterm review period right now. The property book, we're going over first. And in the very front page, you'll have all your properties listed. We're going to go through every property in here, but just want to kind of give you what this book consists of. So we have pictures. We go out every year and spend about a day driving around, taking pictures of all the buildings to update any improvements that you've had, any new buildings, any buildings that have been taken down, that type of thing. We stay in here the square footage of the building, which is how we value the building as far as a replacement cost, then what is insured, the values that are currently insured, and then also the replacement cost that comes from that appraisal that we do. So you can see that every we have pictures and of course those valuations at the bottom. We reviewed it again this year. The replacement costs on property on buildings have continued to go up. So we're seeing some increases still in building costs, replacement costs, that type of thing. So we may see a little bit of a need to increase some of those at the end of the year, but at this point we're close enough, we don't feel like we need to do that now. Any questions on that that you have on the property book?
On the first page, we're in red, building limit, and what's the BPP stand for?
That's building personal property, so personal contents property. Of thank the building, any equipment that's yep. in the building that stays with the building.
Thank you.
And then your business, your BI limit is business interruption.
Right.
Okay.
The risk assessment is there's a multi-page document, but this is just the kind of the profile, the risk profile. We summarize it on this page, and these are items that we've discussed that have some risk for the county. The red items are items that are kind of hot button items, things that, that could be major issues at some point for the county. The yellow, it's a kind of in the average range. You're doing some things there. Maybe we need to tweak some policies or procedures. And then the green, you're doing a great job on those type of things. So as you can see, there's a couple that are in that red area. Cyber liability is an area we feel like the county doesn't have a policy for it now, a full-blown policy for it now. So it's an area that we need to maybe look at. We've talked about it before, and I know that the commission feels like there's adequate security and protection there. But we continue to see claims come in from public entities where there may not be any breach that gets out or any fraudulent transactions happen, but there's still defense costs and fines and stuff that can add up to hundreds of thousands of dollars. So it's a risk that we want to make sure that the commission's aware of, that it's out there. At some point, maybe revisit that again. The other one was in the red was the fleet safety. And the reason we put fleet safety on, if you look at this, this is a summary of the losses, which is the next agenda item. These kind of go together. The highlighted, these are all the losses that happened in the auto policy, 22, 23, and 24. The highlighted ones are the ones that we feel like there's some controllable element. It's our vehicle has hit another vehicle, our vehicle has hit a sign or a pole or something or overturned. Some of those may or may not be totally controllable, but there's some element of fault there on our part. The others that are not highlighted, those are deer mostly, a lot of deer, windshield repair, things like that. The largest one on here is not highlighted because we don't know if it'll fall under auto or if it'll fall under another liability, but that's a large claim, large reserve claim of over $1 million, where a third party was struck by a vehicle that was being pursued. So of the total losses of $440,000, 382 of those were in this yellow category. So we're not saying there's any urgent need to revamp the whole system, but maybe from a fleet safety standpoint, just revisit that, revisit the training that goes on, and see if there's any areas there that could be shored up a little bit. The other items that we had was just to go over a market update to give you guys kind of an idea of what the commercial market's doing. And I brought this for you to look at if you want to read through it. We're still continuing to see, as I mentioned earlier, construction costs going up on the buildings, but also property rates are still going up, storms being the main issue there. We're still having a lot of hail storms, a lot of wind storms that are affecting the Midwest. It's not just hurricanes and earthquakes and wildfires that are affecting property rates now. It's this path that goes from Texas through Oklahoma, right through our area in Missouri, and continues on up. The insurance companies have identified a band that goes through that part of the country, and that's where they're focusing on rates and deductible increases, because that's where they're having most of their losses. So we are in that band, unfortunately. So we're seeing a lot of, we're seeing 10 to 20% increases in property. Automobiles still increasing because of hail damage. We've had a couple of municipalities that pretty much every vehicle that they own had hail damage at some point during the year. So we're seeing those two areas mostly on the increases. And then the umbrella coverage is also increasing, and that's a capacity issue from the insurance market. Some of the umbrella carriers have backed out of Missouri because of the courts are awarding huge judgments, and so they're backing out of Missouri in some areas and not even offering umbrellas. So,
did you bring any good news?
Sorry.
I want to address your cybersecurity question. Is we, as you know, we've met before with our IT department, and they went over and everything that we've, and they've assured us, and they've met with you, I believe,
right.
also, that they have securities in place and everything. And I'm sure the other commissioners do too, and I do. When if anything comes up, just this past week, someone said your website is, and they were giving me an example that how they could get into it, and that they were a specialist in doing this and everything. I said okay, and I had them explain to me exactly how, and I said, I'll tell you. I said, try right now to get into it. I said, you could be right, because I don't profess to know as much. Mm-hmm. So I said, please go into it, and I'll contact IT right now. And they went to proceed, and they said, they could just get so far,
That's
they
great.
Could not get in.
Great, yeah.
And I just wanted to share that.
That's fantastic. What we see is a lot of people coming in, the bad actors coming in through a link in an email
mm-hmm.
that is sent to one of your employees in the mm-hmm. county, and just inadvertently they click on the link, or it comes at a timely, at a time where they're expecting something to come from that person's email, and it's not exactly the right email. They go ahead and click on the link anyway,
yeah.
then they're in. That's where we see most of the yeah. breaches happen. It's just human error, basically.
And IT has tried to warn employees many times not to click on like personal emails or various things, and they'll continue to remind them again as, you know, employees change.
Great. I mean, that's fantastic
yeah.
security.
Yeah.
And after discussion with our IT, this is something that the commission may wish to revisit at some point.
Always.
We always appreciate your recommendation, and we do thank you for that. Always looking out for us.
That's all we have for you.
Okay.
Thank you.
Is there any
appreciate,
questions for them before they exit? All right. Thank you both.
Thank you, guys. I guess, do you want to ask Dawn if she has any?
Ms. Muller, yeah. Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
All right, that is our last order of business we have down here this morning. We are scheduled for a Road and Bridge Roundtable upstairs at 9:30. I have 9:32 a.m. We will be in recess at this time.